guys, I can't believe we've released to the public and you have seen our first episode. It has been a very nervous ride. We didn't meet the deadline we wanted, but we got it out there. And you have actually been sending in some really lovely, sweet messages.
Yeah, it's been really nice.
It's been so nice. And I think I'll actually agree. Jenna is actually a natural. She has been so good at this, which is why I was like, can I do a podcast and please may you do it with me?
Do you know what
though? You're
the only person that I would do this with and do this for. Because,
really?
Yeah, because it's just like having a chat with your best friend.
It actually
and
is.
And like, do you know what? If I think I was ever invited on a podcast for any reason, I think I would stutter.
Yeah.
And I would like overthink what I was going to say, but like, I just feel so chilled.
And chilled. Yeah. I feel like I'm a bit scared still. The fact that the entire general public is hearing our most intimate, deep thoughts because we're not wired right.
No, we're definitely not. But that's why we bond and that's why we're friends.
Exactly. And it's all good because we are here for episode two.
Whoop, whoop.
It has been so interesting to see like how people are responding to the podcast as well, what you guys are asking for. And I can tell you these sorts of things will be coming up. Business has been one of them.
Yeah, big time. Business has been the most popular.
Massive. Like
which
everyone
I'm quite
wants
shocked
business.
About. Yeah.
I mean, I think because I did The Apprentice, it makes it like, but I'm not just about business.
No, you're multifaceted.
Exactly.
You have many layers.
I have many, many layers. I love that. I think I said that actually
you
in
did.
My picture.
You did, yeah. I love that.
But yeah, it's been so exciting to obviously release it out to you guys. We're going to do it every other week. I know we promised every week, but mum life, like we actually can't. But the more we start to build, then we'll be able to start offering it every week. Coming up in the pod, we have got some very... very interesting topics. One of them being, do you think it's right to take your children out in the school holidays? No, sorry, not in the school holidays.
Not in the school holidays.
Do you agree with the fines? So we're going to like touch on
that.
Yeah,
we'll touch on that because that's quite current, isn't it? There's a lot going on there government-wise.
There's a lot going on there. And we will tell you our opinions. You have to keep watching. We are going to do, of course, our dirty dilemmas.
Yeah.
Dirty dilemmas.
Dirty dilemmas.
And we are going to do say it and shot it because we
told you.
It's
not say it or shot it here.
Mm-hmm. Say it and shot it, my bad. And we're going to do our win of the week because we just like to celebrate our, no matter how small and minuscule they are still a major, huge win.
They are indeed. Shall I kick this off?
Yeah.
I think we should do our say it and shot it, but I'm actually going to turn it round this week, much to your surprise, and do something a little bit different.
Yeah.
So... this is say it and shot it, yeah. But with a very British twist.
Oh!
Yes.
So I like
this
it.
Is, this isn't anything dirty or raunchy, but
I
this
know.
Is something that
Great.
Really tickled me. Pour the shots,
I'm
girl.
Pouring
pour
the shots
those
ready.
Shots.
Guys, we have tequila rosé. And it's ready because the pink strawberry is actually pink. That means it's ready.
There you go.
It is chilled to the
Is that a joke? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think it's
white when it's
not. Hang on a
minute.
What
colour is it when it's not?
I'm sure it's white and then it goes pink when it actually is. Maybe someone can confirm or deny.
This is going to be one of the an urban myth or legend.
I mean, there's some many British
so
ones.
So the say it and the shot it are urban myths and legends that we were told by our parents that we fully believe to be true.
Oh my God,
as
I've
children.
Got all day. I actually feel like I've got so many.
Yeah, I've got a few.
Right.
Do you want to go first?
No, you go first. Yeah.
So my first one, I'm actually, my mum's Irish, so I have kind of curly hair anyway, but it was never like
Sorry.
My mum's.
No. She has beautiful Marilyn-like big... bouncy curls, and I wish that she wore them more. They're gorgeous. You literally remind me of Marilyn Monroe, and I don't know why, because it's not like she ever had really curly hair, but like it's so pretty on you, and I think you should do it more.
Thank you kindly. But it wasn't the same texture as my mum's, and I used to get really envious of my mum's hair. Like it was these beautiful ringlets.
Yeah.
And she said to me, and my nan said to me, if you eat the crusts of your bread and you drink lemonade, your hair will be curly. It will get curly. And you drink lemonade, your hair will get curlier.
I fully believed it. So I actually have to counter that. I heard that and I had very big curly hair and I refused to eat my crust because I was like, I don't need no more curls. I want straight hair. I don't want the curls to be curly anymore.
So we were doing the polar opposite.
Yeah.
I was eating and you weren't.
True because you always want what you don't have.
This is it.
So that is a really great British problem that our parents... Are we
Cheers
doing the whole
that.
Shot or...
I think we should because it's quite
day.
Nice.
Okay.
And you know, this is out of hours for us.
This
so.
Is much better than that dirty mystical shit. to our first British urban myths and legends. I always do that. Apparently that's actually an ADHD thing.
Really?
When you switch around, yeah, the first letter of like the second word.
I mean, I do that as soon as I've had a bit of alcohol, so.
So do I. It's no help.
Have you got any more?
Okay, this is quite... So buttercups determined if you put a buttercup under your chin, it determined whether you liked butter or not.
But every single person you did it to liked
you
butter.
You liked butter.
No, but it was like a surprise.
Reflected.
No, it did.
Yeah, like, do you like butter? Let me check.
You do.
Yeah, you
like
love
it was still
butter.
Really exciting as a kid. I fully believe that.
I know. Isn't that so weird though? Because everyone likes butter. And I remember one girl being like, I don't, I swear. And I was like, okay, she doesn't like butter. I was like, well, the buttercup determines that's a lie. The buttercup
computer
actually,
says no.
Yeah,
the buttercup says no.
The buttercup says no.
I need to pour some more.
We do need.
You
to
have
pour
a think
more.
Of some more while I'm pouring. So that was buttercups. I've still got one to go though. So that was your buttercups.
Oh, this is so true. If you didn't take your jacket off when you went inside,
yeah,
you wouldn't feel the benefit when you went outside. If you kept your coat on
indoors,
I got told that all the time.
Yeah.
My gran used to tell me that. That's probably been passed
down
for like generations.
That's got some like facts behind it.
I mean, it makes sense because
would you not acclimatise to your own coat?
Exactly. But also, there's a difference between like bacterial germs that transfer from person to person and it's not related to colds. So like, you know, when you get a cold, it's actually just the germ. It's not because you went outside and you got pneumonia because it was really cold, which is also something as a kid I was like, oh, it's because I got too cold today in the snow. When actually
you were just ill from a bug.
Exposed to a bug.
Yeah.
So that's one.
Cheers to bugs and buttercups.
Cheers to bugs and buttercups. That's cute.
Okay, so this is a personal
favourite. That's like milkshake.
I know, isn't it?
Could drink that all day long.
This is a personal favourite of mine. And to be honest, it's funny because I've come full circle because I say this to my kids now.
Oh, don't. And you'll know the whole benefit of the coat. I say the same to my kids.
You will know it as soon as I say it. So please tell me you remember being sat in the back of your mum and dad's car and turning that little reading light on and the shit and the chaos that used to go, turn that light off, it's illegal, you're going to make other people blind. And you'd be like, ah!
No, it's serious. Like, I actually thought the police would pull you over and be like,
no,
you
know,
had your lights on in the back of the car.
Yeah.
And I used to try and read and it was like the,
like, you were doing something really wrong.
Is it not illegal?
No.
It's not illegal.
Not
I'm 37 and to this day I actually thought it was illegal.
I'm 99%
Oh my God, the tequila
rose has gone already.
Yeah.
I'm 99% sure it's not illegal. Otherwise, why would they install a reading light in the back of a car?
Yeah, you're right.
Should I actually
you know
Google it quickly?
Yeah, Google it. And I swear to God, Kyle literally said that to the kids the other day. But he was like, the glare upsets me. He was basically saying like the glare pisses him off. So I just think our parents were using that against us.
I fully use it against my kids though.
Yeah, I mean,
it's actually a myth.
It is
common for vehicles to have some kind of interior light on, which is often called a dome or courtesy light. For generations now, many drivers have believed that driving with your car's inside light on is
illegal.
It's not.
No, because our parents actually had like the strongest game faces because I thought the exact same.
100%.
Okay, and I've said this the other day, so I actually, Hallie said she, and I went, who's she? The cat's mother.
The cat's mother. I remember that
Who
one. Do you know what my
mother?
Nan? Yeah, my nan said that to me all the time.
And like, why did I say it? I felt myself say it, and I went,
oh,
what does that even mean? Why did I say it?
It just makes you feel old, doesn't it?
Yeah, like I'm actually turning into my mother.
Yep, same.
Great.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. Oh, I've got nothing.
Cheers
left.
Cheers to turning into our mums.
Just give me the entire bottle because, well. Cheers to turning into
our
mothers.
That's a nice measurable shot there.
Cheers to that. It's been a long day.
Lovely.
I love how our kids just like so seamlessly just ignore and no, sorry, so seamlessly accept everything we say and just go, oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but we did.
Yeah, we did. And we repeat it now and we literally say it all the time.
I know. On the topic of children.
Yes.
Following on. I have got something to ask you that is currently in the news, but also is something that I have quite a strong opinion on. So it'd be interesting to get your take on it.
Yeah.
What is your opinion on taking your children on holiday or just taking them out of school during term time. So when they're meant to be in school, what's your thoughts on taking them out? And I'm not talking for like months at a time.
No, for like
I'm talking about a week, 10 days. Yeah.
I am very pro learn outside those four walls of the classroom.
Okay, I'm really glad you've said that because that's my take on it.
I just don't think that school defines you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that you, what missing 1 week is going to affect you massively.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think with this whole fine situation, we are targeting, sorry, the government, not we, the government are targeting the wrong people.
I know, they're penalising the wrong people.
Do it to the airlines.
100%.
Why are we choosing to take our children out of school during their term?
Yeah.
Because it's costing us way too much money. Like, we're a family of four, and I looked at holidays, and if we went the week after, and I get it, it's supply and demand. Like, I'm a business owner, I get it.
Yeah, 100%.
They are only increasing their prices because it's peak, it's off peak. I get that. However, what is happening is families physically can't afford to go on holiday because it's costing them triple the amount. Not just double, triple. Or like sometimes, a couple hundred here.
No, sometimes I've seen it four times the amount.
So families are just, like, I'll take the fine.
It's unmaintainable, it's unmanageable, it's just, and it's not sustainable.
It's
so
not.
So where you would be able to, 5 or 6 years ago, take your lovely, you know, standard family of four.
Yeah.
On holiday for X amount of money, that is just not achievable now.
And this is why families are doing it. Like, we're in a cost of living. There's no arguing with that.
The cost of living is cost of living.
It's like, Cozy Lives is like...
Cozy Lives.
Cozy Lives is really... It is really cost of living. And when you look at people, they are genuinely... And I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm in the exact same boat. Like, I was just saying earlier, I've never earned as much money as I do now, but not noticed or felt it.
Yeah. And I have nothing to show for it.
And nothing more to show for it. I'm like, how on earth am I earning? I would have dreamt of earning the amount of money I'm earning now. And I'm like, where's it going?
Yeah.
It's going on living, existing, not even like.
And those are the standard baseline things. Bills, water,
groceries,
fuel, all of the basic things.
And it's like, should I downsize? No, because interest rates are going high. I'll be paying the same amount that I am for like a smaller home, but then I've got to spend all of the money on stamp duty, on solicitor's fees. What's the point?
I know.
And when you look at it, I think I would much rather, like, holidays keep me going. I would much rather go away 2-3 times a year, a week before the end of school or a week after, then spend on one big holiday in the school holiday time and pay literally like triple for it. Like, why?
I know. And the thing is, I think people forget why you go on family holidays.
And I actually heard someone say that it was irresponsible as a parent.
We're not going on holiday to put our feet up and kick back and relax.
Oh, God. It's not a holiday.
It's not. We need a holiday with your kids.
You are basically lugging your shit to a warm country and climate and doing the same old shit.
You're taking all the same shit with you to a different country. However, you're in warmer weather sometimes.
Yes.
You've got a change of scenery. You're able to switch off from your day-to-day life, your 9-to-5, and
you're
actually
teaching
engage
your children
with your children.
Healthy well-being.
They are learning new culture. They are eating new cuisine.
Yes.
They are learning new language. Yeah. There is so much that they can benefit from.
Absolutely.
From taking them out. So in my, if they're not sitting exams and they're not of that age,
that's when it's irresponsible.
Correct.
If it was GCSE, SATs, or like mock periods, I would be like, no way.
Yeah.
But like, right now, my children are 7 and 4. And what you teach them in the lesson, that's fine.
Yeah.
But what I can show them about the world is so much more vast than actually people give it credit for.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I went and I climbed up Mount Vesuvio, which is an actual dormant volcano.
Yeah.
I was literally like, the history I'm learning about Pompeii, this is like people that were literally mummified and like, basically like preserved.
And that stayed with you.
Stayed with me. I'm like, I could talk about Pompeii all day long.
Yeah.
I tried loads of different cuisine. Like, I learnt languages. I had pen pals. Like, I know it's a different era, but
yeah.
I did. I had
God,
friends.
I loved a pen pal.
Oh my God. Like, I was writing a 3-page fucking diary to them. Like, I miss you. How's life?
No.
Kiss, kiss. Like, it was so nice for me. And I remember very, very vividly Because I'm not an only child, but my brothers and my sisters are a bit older than me, like 6 to 12 years older. So I felt like an only child because it was just me on that holiday.
Yeah.
So I made friends at the pool. And them friends I made, sometimes they didn't even speak the same language as me.
And they didn't need to.
I'd be like, au revoir, Paul. Oh, au revoir, Pierre.
Yeah.
Au revoir.
You like, need to. If you could play with the same toys,
I was learning
splash
French
each other around the pool.
Exactly.
And go up and use your all-inclusive wristband to get your juice.
I know.
Was it not the most exciting
Absolutely.
Thing ever?
It's teaching you also like togetherness as a family. And the most important thing for me is like rest and relaxation.
100%.
We need to teach our children from a really early age that it's not work, work, work.
And you have
and
to listen
burnout.
To your body. Yeah, 100%. You have to listen to your body.
Spend quality time with your family.
Exactly. Stop and take time
for
you. Like, if you think about it, self-care and all of that really has only become a self-care era within the last kind of like 5 years.
I didn't know about self-care before.
Prior to that, no
I think
really
lockdown
spoke about
was when
it.
I was like, oh, like, I can do stuff for me.
Yeah.
And we need to instill these things. Like, I very much believe that you don't have to have like education. I think you can be street smart, book smart, but it's also about being a really well-rounded human being.
100%.
And like, this is the argument. So I did like a post on TikTok and Instagram and so many people were really in agreement with me. And like actual teachers were like, I'm a teacher, I stand with you, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were a few people that were like, you're irresponsible, da 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 da. And this was one of the things that made me like, jaw dropped to the ground. A few people actually said that what they tend to find is children that miss 1 week, apparently, I don't agree with this, 1 week in the entire syllabus and their entire school year, they are basically putting themselves so far behind that they can't catch up.
Okay, so there's one way to shut that argument down very, very quickly, and that would be, could you then tell me, Mrs. Whoever, why it is that in certain countries such as Sweden, they don't even start education until seven and it's all play until seven and it's seven.
Which is how it should be.
Which is how it should be. Yeah. They are learning social skills. They're learning how to be kind. They're learning how to deal with big emotions. They're not sitting fucking sats.
No.
And being put in,
and
under
being
all of this unnecessary pressure.
Work mentality.
Read,
it's not healthy.
You're behind in reading. You're behind, like, just stop. They're not, do you know what? If you're that concerned, give me the week's work and I will sit and do it with them for an hour or 10 minutes here and there throughout our holiday so that they have not like missed.
I'll show you
what
100%. Education my children learn.
So I would understand that if it was the same for all children around the world, but I don't think
we're
as a
the
country,
only country that's
we
doing
don't
it.
Actually have it right at all.
I had parents' evening last night, and the teachers are like, da da da, and Bentley's does this, and Hallie does this, da da. The only two questions I ever asked each teacher was, is my child still kind? And what are they like with their peers? And the second question is, what are they good at?
Yeah.
Because that's what I want to know.
Yeah.
If they're doing really bad at maths or literacy, okay. If they're amazing at sport, guess what I'm going to get them a coach in? Sport. Because why am I going to like try and put you to a level you're not at? Like, I agree, there's like a good basic standard that
of
people
course,
need to be at.
Of course, there's a baseline level. But if they're only falling behind marginally, then it's really not worth putting all of this additional
pressure
on them at such a young age.
The pressure. Hallie is literally four, a baby in her class. She's born on the 29th of August, so she's right at the end of this school year. A couple more days and she would have been like the oldest of the next year.
Yeah.
But like, you've seen her speech, she's like very mature and nothing about her made me think she needs to hold back a year.
Yeah.
But when I hear the language that's used about, you know, she's a bit immature and like she's matured and she's like a little bit struggling with her literacy. And I think I'm
literacy
so impressed
in a 4-year-old.
Her.
Like, come on.
Like
a young 4-year-old.
The leap between her starting school and how she's come on now. Like I'm so proud.
You should be.
And that's what makes me, I just think my husband and I are in very different job roles to what other people are in. We are in a very like, you know, like hands-on. It's like we're not actually physically sitting behind a desk and computers and we don't, I've got a degree.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually one of the points that made me laugh when this woman said that
taking them out by a week is
going
to be,
out by a week,
it's going to put their learning in jeopardy.
Do you know how many holidays I had out of school terms? In school terms and out of school holidays? every single year.
Well, this is it. And the other
guess
thing...
Guess what? I'm all right. I'm doing all right, hun.
Correct. And can I just ask, business owner, what's the degree. School, what's the school policy for COVID?
Exactly.
Oh, you're not allowed in for 5 days.
And residential.
What's the school when protocol for sickness and diarrhoea? Oh, they're not allowed back for 3 days. Oh, interesting. That
chicken
you think,
box.
Yeah. And so, you know, interesting, they're not going to fall behind when they're ill.
But when they're strikes,
going to history museums,
I'm here for
and
you.
Eating different cuisine and learning things.
Exactly.
They're going to fall behind.
But sorry, what about residentials where they're asking you for like $3,500 to tell your kids, you can go off and you can do a residential for a week, be away from your school syllabus, but if you want to do it as a family, it's not okay.
Correct.
What are we teaching our the younger generation?
I mean, make it make sense.
Make it None, make sense. Make the it math makes ain't math.
It doesn't math. We're not here for
Even
it.
Even though I took 10 weeks out of school, I'm still like the math ain't math.
Our opinion is we're clearly very united in this. If you want to take kids out of school, do it.
Yeah, I think we should book another holiday pre-school holidays.
Let's go now.
And also when you look at it and how busy it is, I think if they, and I'm going to run for like Prime Minister because I think
you'd
all the
be
answers.
Great.
I'd be great, wouldn't I?
You would.
I'd be wearing pink Chanel suits every day. Like, I just want world peace.
I love that. Like Legally Blonde
Legally
vibes.
Blonde? Could you imagine how
I'm
cute
like,
they would
be? I'm like, the dog.
You could be my like super cute PA.
Was it Bruiser? Bruiser.
Oh my god, yes!
I could be Bruiser.
I'm gonna have to watch that again because that was such a vibe.
Elle yeah, Woods no, I love
is
that.
Like, bend.
Let's have a girls' night and do that.
That's a cute idea.
Speaking of girls' night, we, you know, we've discussed school, should we just lower the tone slightly? Because it can't all be, you know.
No, we can't
hot
be super
topics
serious.
Of the news and the government.
It's just not within our nature.
Shall we do some dirty dilemmas?
Dirty dilemmas.
Right, let's have a look.
Oh, yeah, let me get some too.
Let's have a look what's come through. Okay, cool. I'm going to kick it off. I want to spice up mine and my husband's sex life. We're quite vanilla, but I'd love to introduce sex toys. I'm worried though, because I think he'll find it emasculating. Demasculating.
Okay. I'm so pro, like, introducing sex toys. I think I did, like, something with Love Honey the other day. People were like...
Oh, no, you did. I remember.
Yeah, and I was like, what? Like,
I think I used your discount code.
I mean, good for you. Like, go get yours, girl. Like, I think that it's a really great tool. Like, men and women very rarely will have an orgasm together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to get yours. They want to get theirs.
Yeah.
Women need a little bit more stimulation throughout the day. Like, touch, feel, like...
Yeah.
You know, like words of affirmation. It's not just you've rubbed my clit, I'm like wet, let's go. It takes so much longer for a woman to build up.
Yeah.
When you're a mum, I sometimes struggle to like
switch
get my mum head off.
And if we're not switched off up here, we're not going to switch on down there.
Exactly.
And it's so true.
But
there's a correlation between this and that, isn't there? Especially.
There is. I'm like, did I just hear my child cry?
Oh, stop.
Was that my child? Did they just move around in the bed? Like, it's very difficult to put the sex kitten hat on. And you do. Like, as mums, we juggle a lot of hats. Like, I always talk about like my wardrobe being full of hats.
Yeah.
And it's so true because when we actually look at what we have to do, you want to maintain a relationship. These are great tools to like speed things up.
And what would you
and
say?
Why is the man feeling, you know,
demasculinated?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think obviously I don't know,
but my assumption would be,
I feel inadequate because I can't pleasure her the way that this object can.
It's not just like, I get it. If she's like, I'm going to just self cater and I don't need you.
Yeah.
But she's like, I want to involve this in our sex life with you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think also like...
They're like a tool to make things better in my eyes.
You
know,
focus on your stroke, like, baby. Like,
if you want to get your rosteria... Well, how do you say it?
What?
Chicken. Your chicken.
Rotisserie. I was like, what are you trying to say?
I can't have any more tequila.
No, I know. It's like...
If you want to get your thermometer out and check the temperature of your chicken, you want to get that additional tool out, by all means do it. You don't have to be a professional.
Also,
but if you want to add something...
Can you do that... where you rub your tummy and pat your hand. Imagine as a man, they are like thrusting whilst also rubbing. Like,
yeah.
It's, my hand's tied, your hand's tied.
Let the toy do the work.
Introduce the bullet.
Yeah.
And like, eat yourself in gently, because I think also like there's a lot of sex toys out there that will benefit both of you.
100%. And
so he's going to enjoy it. It's a win-win.
It is.
I don't know why he's so resistant.
Amen.
I think she needs to just like bring it in and then
start
just
with something like
a cock ring.
Small.
A cock ring would be good because it's like gonna give him a bit more blood supply and also enhance his orgasm and enhance hers. Like, why would you not want your partner to, like, enjoy it as much as they can?
There you go.
Yeah, I'm all for sex toys. If Love Honey want to reach back out, then we'll do a little collab on the pod.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be
love
great.
To have a look at some new toys. What's the best way to come across as sexy? I've been out of the game for a while, single and devoted to my children. Well, I think me and you can both relate to that, can't we?
Yeah, that's actually really...
I've had a few dates with a new guy. Okay, so she's single. Yeah, she's single. He's keen to take it to the next stage, but it's been ages for me. I've actually had sex with another human. Help, I'm a new listener. Your podcast is great. That's so cute. Thank you.
Oh, that's cute.
That's really cute.
I'm getting this kind of messages now.
I love that.
That's so cute.
Yeah, so she's had a few dates and she's keen to take it to the next stage.
So she wants
with this
to feel
new
sexy.
Guy.
Yeah. We've just spoken about all the different hats.
Yes.
And I think that the biggest thing for me is to know, like, right, my kids are asleep in bed. Now it's time for me to, like, focus on who I want to be. And remember who you were. Mm. Motherhood is such a, like, twisty journey up and down. And you can lose yourself.
You can.
And you can become all about your kids. But you always have to remember, like, when they're 18, 17, you've done a great job. And they flee the nest. What's left for you?
100%.
So always just keep that a little bit for you. And I think the fact that she wants to, like, girl, get your sexy underwear on. Like, feel your best bitch life. Like,
you
blow
go,
dry
honey.
Your hair, put a lip gloss, put a little... Can't speak.
The tequila.
We've rosé.
Got to stop.
No,
the tequila's done us both really dirty.
It's because
dirty
that goes down way better than that dirty gin.
It does.
Like,
it does.
It's so unreal. But yeah, like, do your, like, I do know what
you.
Makes me feel good. A nice bath, a candle, shave my legs, like, blow dry my hair, put a little bit of lip gloss on. Just, like, feel sexy.
Treat yourself to some new sexy lingerie, you know. Do something for you. Because
when you feel good and you look good,
all of your money goes on your kids.
Yeah.
You are the last priority.
Invest in you, boo.
Invest in you and go have fun because that's very exciting.
I'm excited. I want to know how it goes. Like, when you pop your cherry again, I want to know how it went. And I just
love that you said, we want to know.
I'm a new listener.
I know, that's so cute.
We heart you. okay so I've recently started a new job. The work is boring me rigid. I'm loving the pod. Oh, another one. I'm loving the podcast, by the way. The job is boring me, but the pay is so good. I'm just feeling really unfulfilled in my life. Any advice for a mid-40s mum back to work with older kids? Money is not everything.
No.
Like, I always talk about the fact that I've had such a passion for my job and my career,
mm-hmm.
and that money is no longer, like, my motivator.
Mm-hmm.
I do it for the love and the passion. And I think, especially now, it's like your time. You've done your bit. You've been a great mum. Your kids are older. This is your time to actually put into what you want to do. You haven't got a long left. Like, I know that sounds really, really fucking morbid. But you don't. You don't know how long you've got left of this life. So live your best life on your terms.
Yeah.
Don't let anyone, like, pigeonhole you just because it's good money.
Yeah, 100%.
And I just think also, this is, like, really how I live my life. The longer you are in the wrong relationship, the wrong job, the wrong situation,
mm-hmm.
the longer it takes for you to find the right one.
Yeah.
Because your mind is set on that.
Yeah.
Like, do a bit of headhunting and, like, networking, go on LinkedIn, like, see what's out there.
It's so easy in this
don't
day and age.
Don't close yourself off.
No, it's so easy
you're in
to
your
get
prime
stuck
again.
100%.
You've got experience, your kids are older, you're, like, very flexible. Like, put yourself out there, and if you don't ask, you don't get.
Amen to that.
Amen to that, sister. Love that. Of course, as always, we have to talk about, no matter how small it may be,
win of the week.
The win of the week.
Win of the week.
We need to get a little jingle, don't we?
We do. I think we need to do a jingle.
Win of the week. that was fucking beautiful.
It's like a cat dying.
Oh my God,
I know what yours is.
I know.
Bentley's just turned 7. And honestly, so
how
Rochelle
you
was
me?
Voice noting me and sending me like step by step.
I went through a lot of emotions last week. I did.
I know. I was there for you though, because blood, sweat and tears went into this girl's win of the week, didn't it?
It was.
Would you like to share your win of the week?
I'm actually going to share it on the Instagram as well.
No, I think we should. I think
I
we should dedicate
a whole
post.
Cake. I decorated it And it wasn't just like, oh, I'm just baking.
It's not just
it
a cake.
It was a big fuck off cake.
It was like, a three tiers.
Three tiers. And they were like 8-inch cakes.
Bear in mind, you've never made a cake
I've
before
never baked
either.
A cake before in my life. If British Bake Off contacted me and was like, look, we're doing a little charity thing, I'd be like,
you'd be so good.
I'm not a baker.
No, you are a cook though.
I'm a cook.
You're a cook,
but
not
cooking,
baker.
Cooking, I can chuck it in. Baking, you have to be very precise with your measurements, otherwise it will fuck up. Your cake won't rise. The emotions I went through, I was near to tears. I was like, this is looking like shit. Like, I looked at the cake at one point and I thought, how am I going to present this to my son? But do you know what kept me going and drove me through?
What?
Just the love of the fact that it was the first cake I've ever baked him. Oh. And his little face when he was like, did you really make me a cake, Mummy? And I was like, I did. And he was like, Mummy, that's really kind. And I was like, yeah.
So is this going to be an annual thing now?
I'm going to have to do Hallie, ain't I? I can't do one without the other. She's 5 in August.
Yeah.
About to say December. I can't even think of my kids' birthdays. So I'm going to have to do her. And then I reckon I probably will hang up my baker's apron.
And then one in October.
I've promised Samantha as well, Sam. I promise her
well,
one.
Well, you can't promise Samantha and not
I'll do
me.
You one too. Right.
So that's 4 bookings
I'm all
for
the
this
gear,
year.
No idea, but I'll give it a good go. But I feel like because
no,
I've
well
got
done
all the
though.
Kit.
It was amazing.
I did. I went on Amazon and I bought like the spinny thing, like the, all this stuff, like the piping thing. So I've got the kit. And you know the reason why I did it? Was obviously for the love. But also I thought, cost of living is living in. And I thought, I was getting quotes. Some people weren't even getting back to me. And I was like, rude.
Oh.
I know. So I thought, fuck it, how hard can it be? And then a week down the line, I was like, I get it now. You are worth your weight in gold.
Yeah.
When a baker gives you a price, you take it and you run.
You take it, or you do a me and you go
it's
to M&S, stick a candle in it.
Well, I was like, going to do hey, that. I was going to like get the cake and then decorate and put all the stuff on. And then I thought, I actually looked at all of the content in it. Why is like a flour, butter, eggs and milk based cake, why does it have like 32 ingredients in it? Stabilizers, emulsifiers, ooh, gum, like all of these like toxic ingredients. And
okay,
I actually
not
thought
cool.
That's when I thought, no, I'm actually going to make this from love and like pure organic energy,
but for 1 year only.
For 1 year only,
one
then I'm
only
hanging up my baker's
yeah
hat.
But well done though, because it was an incredible cake. I can't wait to share
I
it with everybody.
Like that's not even a small win. That's
no,
a big fucking
it's
win.
It's a massive win, and it actually looked like a professional cake. Like I would pay money for that.
I
like it
no,
was so good,
I couldn't have charged.
Did, and it tastes amazing.
It was actually so delicious and moist. Do you know how hard it is to
cake
get? Oh, I
love
I moist as well. It was really hard to get it moist, but my son was proud of me and that was all that mattered. So, and the kids as well, they like absolutely loved it. So
there you go.
Very
multiple
happy
wins there. Well done for your
multiple
win of the week.
Tell me
mine
about yours.
Mine is a little more boring than that. It's just, so I've started doing an online like course. It's
okay,
like a foundation degree.
Yes,
in
you have
something. And it's actually a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. Like,
well,
I've
you have
been
a baby.
I have a baby. I've got 2 other kids.
You're doing
I haven't
school
been,
runs.
I haven't babies.
Been
to, like,
you
I
haven't been in education.
Yeah, I've not been in education for so long, and I actually forgot how tiring. It sounds so pathetic.
Well,
but
it's
I've
another
got,
hat,
like,
babe. You're like,
yeah,
take the mum hat
it's
off,
like,
take the sexy hat off, put on the education
when
hat.
You actually have to start engaging your brain again and doing maths, English,
yeah,
language, like
it's
all
tiring
of these things, like I'm exhausted.
And you're doing this like when the kids have gone to sleep. And that's like my
yeah
relax and restation, I can't even speak.
Yeah.
That is like my relaxation time. I'm like putting on some like mind numbing little series. So,
so I'm
hats
literally
off to
yeah
you.
So I'm doing that and I managed to submit my first piece of coursework.
Yay!
I like fucking
well
school
done
my
you
first bit of coursework on time, and I think it's good.
Well,
like, I'm confident in what I've submitted, basically.
We're putting
so
it out to the universe. It's fantastic.
We're
going to
take
a
that
big win. It's a distinction. Yeah, I don't even know if they do that. They changed all the GCSEs and stuff, haven't they?
No, they're called all different stuff now.
Like ones, twos, threes. I don't even know. Like, I've had a girl come for an interview at the salon and I was like,
what are these?
When
what is
she
this
said, like, I got like this, this, and I was like, is that a good thing? Oh, is that like one out
know
of 10? Or like, is 10 good? I have no clue. I was like, what's that in like A, B, C, D?
Yeah.
I'm very...
So they're not grade
basic
A, B, and C?
No,
like A
it's 1 to 5. I don't
what
know what... Yeah, I'm actually going to have to Google this because I don't know what is good and what's not. Right, GCSEs, grades 24, meaning... Right, so 9 to 1 is the boundaries. Pupils will... will have needed a 4 for a standard pass and 5 for a strong pass. This means a candidate gets 9 grades for... Oh my God,
my
I'm
head
confused.
Already hurts. I feel like
what?
This is algebra.
No, what the hell? What, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. What the fuck? Why? What was wrong with A, B, and C? It made so much more sense.
Oh God,
I don't even know. So 9.
But yeah, you can imagine
9
what I'm facing going back to school. Essentially,
why is 9 the top mark?
Who knows?
9 is the top marks, and that is higher than the old A star. What? A grade 8 is below an A star, but above an A. So you're doing half A's. What?
Oh my God, you're doing an A and a half.
Ew, brother. Ew.
Ew. What? Oh,
grade 7.
That.
And a grade 1 is between an F and a G. So a 1 is really bad. And no, I'm
it's
sorry.
A no from us, honeys. It's a no.
I just want to know who's running the country because I'm going to put myself up now.
I'm Can you please? I'm ready. I'm ready for this to
I'm
happen.
I'm ready too. That's just weird.
So weird. I've actually loved this. I feel like this has been such a good one.
I feel like this is therapy for us, isn't
I know.
It?
We've had our shots. We've done our dirty dilemmas. We've actually spoken about something that's currently in the news about school holidays.
And we put the world to right. I feel like that's
have.
Just what we do. We keep it real every episode. Every episode.
Every episode.
If you have enjoyed the podcast, please follow us on all the social channels. We're going to just put it right here for you. 2 Peas, 1 Podcast. And next week is very juicy. We are talking all about DBS checks. Back for those people that, again, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. They were back in the day CRBs.
Oh my God, I remember that.
Yeah, it's all called
DBS
now.
I was actually
thinking,
what's DBS? But now, yeah, it makes sense.
Talking DBSs.
DBS,
would you DBS a parent if your child was going for a sleepover?
I've got so much to say on that.
Tune in like a fortnight to hear what our opinions are, because what are they?
And we'd love to know yours too.
We would love to know yours too. Keep sending in your dirty dilemmas and just
thanks for all the love,
real.
Guys. Thank
we
you.
We love you guys. Bye.